Hi, it's Mac. It's McCorgan. Well, that's not the way I should start, is it? That's not a morning thought start. Okay, I'll restart again. But I have no sound of birdsong, apart from seagulls this morning. And an echoey lane. It's 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. on the 8th of December. And I am not in my garden. I am in St. Andrews. My daughter has an event here today. And so both myself and my wife have come up in the car, helped them set up. And also, we'll spend some time in St. Andrews, a favourite haunt of ours. But this morning, no early morning thoughts as such, as I've been putting up A-boards and blizzards and monsoons. Yes, all very technical stuff, isn't it? I'm just heading through, and you can hear the acoustics here in small close. It brings me out onto one of the main streets in St. Andrews. St. Andrews has two main streets for shopping. It actually has three main streets that run east to west. But only two of those are the shopping areas. I'm looking across at Waterstones, just opening. Well, they're not opening the shop, the staff's just going. And just checking that the A-boards I put out are pointing in the right direction. That's always a handy tip. We, on occasion, will hire a picket, someone, usually a student, to come along and to hold a large fluorescent picket board with a big arrows both sides pointing to the craft fair event. And it's not the first time in the years that she's been doing this that I've had to go down and point out to the picket that he had the arrows going the wrong way. Yes, I guess students with their earbuds in from probably 24/7. Just not listening when you tell them that the arrows have to point to the event. So anyway, in this lane of shops, a lovely little place, old-fashioned period houses with little shops across, and so many illuminated signs in the window. Fibre optic poinsettias, flashing Santa Clauses and snowmen, blue Christmas trees. It kind of reminds me of that Elvis song. You may remember, or you may not remember, he brought a single out years ago, when I was young. Yeah, that long ago, yes. And he had a song on one side which was White Christmas. And on the flip side, the B side, he had Blue Christmas. Most people have not heard that song. And it's a kind of a, well, I'm not a singer, but it kind of goes like, well, how blue a Christmas without you. It was almost as if he was singing like what we call a chanter in a pub. Not a singer, just a chanter. I bought that. Anyway, St. Andrews, that's where we're here today. And I'm just getting to the Cobble Square at the famous old church. Can't remember the name of this church. I'll tell you just shortly once I get to the front. I'm trying to stay away from the traffic. The traffic noise, even at this time in the morning. And of course, St. Andrews being a studenty place, you know, so many students go about even at 7 8 o'clock in the morning, a Saturday morning. I guess they've probably got jobs somewhere, you know, at the weekends, in the cafes and the bistros and the shops and stores, anywhere they can make a buck. So anyway, that's where we are today. And it's very cold, it's windy and it's grey, but the forecast is good. I do miss not being in the garden this morning. We were up since 5 a.m. and I was sorely tempted to pop out the back door at about 6 o'clock and do a very short morning thoughts, but we are limited in time, and with the frosty mornings and frosty roads, I had to allow at least an hour and a half to get up here. We managed it fine. So anyway, I best get on because there's some other things to do, and hopefully it'll be a good day at the fair. And, we'll get a wee walk around the shops and get a bite to eat. So I do love St Andrews. It's a beautiful place. We come many times throughout the year for a run. We'll come up. In fact, we have been known to come up here on New Year's Day. Yes, New Year's Day. I've been here twice on New Year's Day. To come up and walk around the beach, the bay, the harbour, and just get away back from all the buzz. And that means it's 8:45 a.m. My watch is, oh yeah, that's right enough. Yeah. So I said 8 o'clock, it must have been 8:30 when I started this approximately. The old church. I'll tell you about the church before I hang up here, because I need to get to a move on and get things done. It is the parish church of the Holy Trinity, and the minister is the Reverend Rory MacLeod. What a grand name. And this church, it is a beautiful church, by the way, and it's absolutely booked from 1 year to the next for weddings and all kinds of occasions. Seen some amazing weddings here, limousines and, my goodness, champagne flowing, ultra expensive photographers, film crews. It's just in the perfect spot, in the perfect historical town of St Andrews. I must go. My apologies if I have to rush. But needs must, and again, hardly the sound of a peaceful garden. But what can I do? And I see there's also a wedding here in the town hall where our function is being held. It has two halls actually, and the smaller hall for weddings. I see the cones and the notices are out for another wedding today. So, it's going to be a busy wee place. I'll speak to you all later. I must hang up now and get my jacket off and get touring, as I say, to the work in the hall. So, a kind of morning thoughts. But it is indeed a lovely morning, and I am indeed in a lovely part of Scotland. Well, I'm back, and the reason I've come back is we're set up now. It is now 9:15 a.m. ready to go, and I thought I'd give you a bit of garden anyway. Hopefully we'll catch some bird sound, because the town hall actually sits on the corner of the main street and the street called Queen's Gardens. The reason it's called that is it's a street probably about 300-400 yards long, and on the left hand side facing south is, I guess, the traditional mews, and the right hand side is indeed the Queen's Gardens. Gardens for the residents and some are wild, some are more wild. Some are very nice, actually. And as I walk down, they're all on the right-hand side. And each one has a gate. 6 foot high gate, by the way. And the gate, all the gates have padlocks on them, so they can keep it locked from the public. One I'm just passing just now is beautiful. They have a lovely ornate and a meandering pathway through it. Oh, and the rain has begun. Lovely shrubs, hollies, pergolas, large, very large Grecian stone urns, probably worth £300-£400 each. Ah, beautiful big trees. In the summer, this is a gorgeous, gorgeous place. Unfortunately, I can't get into the gardens because, as I said, they're all locked. And this one here is actually locked with a bicycle lock. But it is a beautiful garden. My goodness, big, very large, and well kept. So, and an apple tree, I can't believe this. It's, I guess they're cooking apples because they're all green. But hanging with them, absolutely hanging with hand-sized green apples. See, just couldn't grow them down our way. Wouldn't survive the summer down our place. Oh, and a beautiful big holly tree, overgrown right across the road, and shelter me from the rain. But do you notice? No bird song except seagulls. Just seagulls. So with the rain being on, I guess it's not going to be a very nice day after all. Again, the forecasters get it wrong. It's supposed to be dry and cold here today. Still, we can always wrap up. So now we're going to have a wee cup of tea and a bite to eat. And ready for the onslaught for the exhibitors coming in, and then they will they are allowed in at 10 a.m. and then the event will start at 11, and here's hoping the rain goes off. So I guess that's about all I can say just now. But I do miss birdsong. I'll have to settle for those damn seagulls.